The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Here is Jesse, who's looking for a little advice here. Jesse, you want to be on The Voice Disguiser or no?
No, that's cool, man.
Okay.
Only if he's a Chargers fan.
So you're about to ask a woman out that you consider totally out of your league.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In what way? Like, she's just way, way, way hotter? She's a hotter woman than you are a guy?
Well, let's put it like this. I'm about a 4 on the scale, and she's about a 15. So.
Now, what makes you a 4?
You know, I'm just not one of those very attractive guys. You know, I've got a great personality, some decent amount of smarts, but I'm just not all that good looking.
Mm-hmm. How do you know this woman?
School. She's in my class.
And have you guys worked on projects together, or would you just be like a random classmate walking up to her?
Random classmate. We just started. We just came back, and she's in my econ class. So, mm-hmm.
So, how much conversation have you had with her?
Honestly, about 3 minutes worth.
And what was it about?
Basically where we lived. We were talking about gas mileage and different things, and she's like, oh, I've got an hour drive. And it's like, oh, really? I do, too. So,
do you guys live in the same area?
Sort of. I'm in Cartersville. She's in Canton.
Here's the thing. Let's talk real for just 1 second, okay?
Okay, go for it.
Because, I mean, a lot of this whole dating thing is based on looks. I mean, especially first impressions, right?
Right.
Kind of.
So, what do you mean?
I mean, you can meet somebody and they may not be all that attractive, but I think what makes a person attractive is their confidence and the way they communicate and The initial thing is looks, but I think if you can overweigh the looks with your confidence and your personality, I think that definitely outweighs.
And humor.
Absolutely. Women like funny guys.
All right, So let's go with this for a second here, okay?
Okay.
Based on what he's saying, she's way hotter than he is, so maybe most likely, at first look, this is not a guy that she would be interested in looks-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So would the best advice to be don't ask her out just yet, sort of cozy up to her and let her get to know you a little bit more before you go for the asking out?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that for sure. I mean, I think that you've got to warm her up with other conversations, maybe start talking about the class or how she's doing in the class or whatever. And I think if you ask her out, it needs to be like based on what you've already talked about, which is the class. So like, I mean, like, I think like a study thing where she can get to know you a little bit better, get to know your personality. You can be funny, laugh, haha, like study together at a coffee shop or whatever for like an hour. Like that's going to be a less threatening way to sort of like get to know her better and kind of work your way in, I think.
You know, there's some guys, you know, that it's the other way around where they've got such great looks but such awful personalities, but they will get the initial date. They will get the initial date because they're so good looking.
And sometimes
they may not get the second, right. Whereas what you're trying to do is the opposite here. You're trying to build for sort of long term here. Because she's not initially.
Right. Then ask for the date.
Right.
Sometimes, though, the great looking guy will get, you know, 10 dates out of it just because the women will keep, well, you know what? He just hasn't opened up to me yet.
Right.
Look at his abs. He just hasn't opened up.
Dang, those arms.
You know what? And that's why it stays like this where I'm proud to be a man, where the superficial, shallow, nothing but a body attitude doesn't affect us at all.
Is there any rush on why you have to ask her out now?
Oh, no, not really.
Do you know if she has a boyfriend or not?
That is unknown.
Okay. I think the more you talk to her and the more that you guys have like little, you know, chit chat conversations or whatever, I think you'll be able to learn a little bit more.
Look, you may have to go the really long route here where you pretend to be her friend for a long period of time. And then she suddenly realizes after one day, you know, after like hanging out for a year, that, oh my God, he's right in front of me. You know? That's how it happens
in the
movies.
Movie scenario.
That could happen, dude. Well, I held on for a long time with some women. Years.
Just to be their friend.
Like 9 years. Some cases.
Okay. I think the next thing we need to help him with is like, how does he spark up another conversation?
Well, that's easy. They're in the same class.
Oh, so what do you think it should be about?
Do you think I'm good looking?
No. I'm going to go with no on Jeff's idea.
There's got to be something there, man. I mean, you're in the same vicinity as she is every single day.
Right.
There's got to be a moving forward line or something.
Okay.
Do women dig it when guys come to them with something they aren't sure of, like something in class that he needs an answer on? Just to break the ice?
I think she'd be happy to probably be the expert, like, hey, I missed, you know, what he said last week about blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, could I borrow your notes or something like that?
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can do that.
Do you get all nervous and stuff around her where you can't talk and...
No.
Okay.
Your throat gets dry and you're like swallowing really loudly.
Sometimes...
Pee yourself a little bit.
If she does say that you can use her notes, you should ask her to put her notes up her shirt and ask her then if you can go get them.
I can do that.
No, don't do that.
Women love that. Hey, Jason, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I definitely think the dude needs to get a study date going because, I mean, it's real easy. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to study, so it's like, hey, let's go get some coffee and study, and then boom, that's like date number one.
Boom, and then you're in there.
Boom, you're
like,
in.
Boom.
Once you say the boom, there you go.
That's right.
You invite her over for lasagna. Boom.
Boom, bada boom, bada bing. You got an A on the test, she got an A, then you're in there.
Hey.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Jersey Shore right now.
Jesse, are you going to see this girl today?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so your homework assignment for today from The Bert Show is bring up something in class that you're just a little bit confused about. Maybe she can clear it up for you. It's just a little icebreaker today. That's it. You're just trying to get a little interaction. And then we'll work on something a little bit more advanced like next week.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, awesome. Dude.
All righty, man.
Godspeed, Jesse.
Hey, thanks, Bert.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye. Man, that walk up to her when you know she's so out of your league is so nerve-wracking.
Aww.
Oh, it's the worst,
but
man.
But he's got the in. They're in the same class. He's got an in. He's fine.
All he's got to do is say, look, there's something I'm a little confused about.
That's
just
it.
A little icebreaker today.
I think this is going to be fun to follow.
It will be.
Especially if it works.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.